Tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host, DJ, brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
much different now that Salvador Dali's died away. I haven't got a steady job, and I still got no place to stay. It's a futuristic modern world, but things aren't what they seem. Someday, y'all better wake up from this stupid fantasy. Come on, let's stay.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. My friend Brian is here. Hello. Say hello.
Hello.
I haven't seen Brian in a long time, and you guys probably haven't heard Brian in a long time. He has been on my show before, and he is back today to share with us a wealth of information.
Certainly.
And entertainment or something,
yeah.
Or at least do a lot of talking, because I don't want to do a lot of talking today. If you can't tell, I'm sick of you. No, I'm not. Please don't leave. Please just stay.
You know, you don't give me a chance to retort. I mean, there are several things I can talk about, one including the new Dirt Bombs, that's the word I'm looking for, album, and what I've been doing this last few little while.
Mm-hmm. Saving lives. Brian is a paramedic.
I like to think of myself as a civil servant in charge of health and safety.
Oh, right, or that. Yeah, how's that? Saving lives.
You know what? I've been working the downtown east side a lot.
Oh.
And without
getting
preachy. Well, no, actually, it's a lot of fun.
Okay.
Without being, like, really preachy, there is a lot of bad stuff on the east side, downtown east side, that really does need to be taken a look at. On the other hand, though, not often do you run into people who act like your own personal Hunter S. Thompson and will talk to you for 3 hours in the waiting room of a hospital. That was awesome.
That would be kind of rad. I don't know. I haven't been up too much. You've probably done more than I have.
Well,
in the past, like, how many months I haven't seen you?
It's, it's been a scattershot of stuff.
Stuff?
Stuff.
All right. Well, anyways, I have nothing. I have nothing to say. Oh, I did check out a couple shows on the weekend, or at least I tried to. I don't even remember the date anymore, but last week sometime, I went to go check out the Cancer Bats play with Bison, Jaws, and like two other local bands.
All right.
At the Ukrainian Hall or whatever, down on East Pender.
Yeah.
And it was rad. It was a really good show, but it was kind of weird because, I was obviously expecting a lot of people to be there to see the Cancer Bats because they were headlining and because they're effing rad, but at the same time, the vibe during the first, like, four bands was so, I don't know, subdued and really kind of just sleepy. Everyone was just, it was really weird. There was a really weird vibe between them.
What was the majority of people there to be seen rather to be to watch, if you know what I mean?
No, not really. Like, there weren't a lot of people there. I mean, like, the Ukrainian Hall is a very small place, and I don't know, they might have been at capacity, maybe even not. I don't think so. No, I don't think they're at capacity at all. But just the mood was really, really weird. But I liked Bison and Jaws. I've seen them before. Thought they were rad. But yeah, I don't know. What's wrong with you people is what I'm trying to say.
Don't your audience loves you. Don't yell at them.
I get really cranky when I get sick. And I'm sick, so. But it was still
Man,
a really good show.
You must get sick a lot.
Oh, shut up, Brian. Cancer Bats, rad show. Hope they come back again soon. They have a new album coming out in April. I'll play some brand new Cancer Bats for you guys later. And then the next night, I was supposed to go check out Agent Orange at the Balmoral. They were going to play with the China Creeps and Loose Tooth, but that show got canceled. I don't think Agent Orange made it past the border, or they didn't get here in time or something. Why are you looking at me like I'm dumb?
No, I'm staring at you with interest and intense.
Oh, okay.
Intense. There you go.
Yeah, so that show didn't happen, which kind of sucks, but oh well. You know, shit happens. There are a lot of really rad shows coming up, and I'll talk to you guys about that in about half an hour or so. How about I play some local music right now?
Yay!
The band Fake Shark Real Zombie are on tour right now. They're coming back to Vancouver sometime next week or so, something like that. And when they come back, they're playing a show party thingy, which I'll tell you about later. But they have a full-length album called Zebra Zebra. Let's play some Fake Shark right now. Oh, and We All Fall Down.
Word.
Anything to say, Brian?
Henry Rollins loves this band.
I love Henry Rollins, too.
Okay, yeah. Phone call.
Yeah. CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM presents our second That DJ competition at the Pit, Thursday, April 3rd, 2008.
CITR's second That DJ competition is looking for the most versatile party DJ in Vancouver.
It's quite simple. Eight DJs play 15-minute sets each, with a minimum of three genres of music to keep the party rocking.
There are no restrictions on what audio sources or what music style That DJ chooses to use. DJs must bring their own music and needle and provide their own transportation. The equipment provided will be properly functioning, professional quality equipment.
Interested? Send your demo to The DJ Competition, CITR Radio, 233-6138 Sub Boulevard, Vancouver, BC, V6T1Z1, Canada.
Along with your full name, email address, mailing address, home or cell phone, your musical style, and audio sources used.
MySpace submissions are also accepted. For more information, please visit our website at www.citr.ca or email thatdjcompetition2008, all one word, at gmail.com.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9. It's Liam from the Cancer Bats. Fuck yeah, Metallica!
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. This is the Cancer Bats behind us. What was I going to say? I realized I didn't tell you what songs I played at the beginning of my show, so how about I do that now? If you're interested in checking out playlists that I have for shows or songs I play every week, I do post my playlists online on the World Wide Web, a.k.a. the Internet, the Interweb, the Internuts, the Interbut, whatever, at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. I played the Vandals off of their self-titled EP. That song was called Lovely Weather. Prior to that, Fake Shark Real Zombie off of their full-length album Zebra Zebra, which I do believe is now available here in Canada. It was only available in Japan before, but now they've released it in Canada. And they're coming out with a four-song EP sometime soon, FYI. And before that, I played Agent Orange. Because Agent Orange did not play a show here in Vancouver, I figured the least I can do is at least play some live Agent Orange off of their live album, Real Live Sound. That song was called Bloodstains, and I started off my show with some brand new Loved Ones off of their newest album. It came out beginning of February. It's called Build and Burn. The song was called The Bridge. Yep. What do you want to say, Brian?
Oh, well, nothing appropriate.
Oh, I know, Brian, you never... Sometimes... Actually, yeah, it's usually inappropriate all the time.
Well, I can sit here and talk about...
About what?
Civic politics.
Oh, okay. That's okay. Brian's hanging out with me today because later on after my show, I'm having a couple friends over at my house to play Super Smash Bros. Brawl. It came out from Nintendo Wii. I'm really stoked to play. I haven't played in years. I'm gonna suck, but it's gonna be fun anyways.
Woot.
Woot. Whatever. Brian has a confession to make.
Yes, viewing public of CITR, and well, let's assume there are some people on the internet, interweb, interbut out there. I've never played a Super Smash Brothers game ever.
Ever? You see, for a lot of people, that like that might be acceptable, but for Brian, who's like one of the biggest nerds I know,
hey,
it's kind of hey, you know that I think nerds are rad.
Oh, you mean like as in like as a qualitative thing, not as a mass thing? Okay. That's
yeah.
Like,
no.
I thought you were calling fat.
No. What? No.
Biggest nerds.
Yeah. Oh, the big no.
It's a joke.
I know.
Oh my
I know.
Gosh.
I know. I'm sorry.
Anyway,
you can be my BFF, my big fat friend.
I'm gonna cry into my sandwich now.
Oh, whoa. It's not even a sandwich, it's pizza.
Yeah, it's not that good.
Yeah.
We'll get sushi one.
Oh, well. Yeah, so we're gonna play Smash Brothers, and it's gonna be rad, and I'll probably talk about it next week.
Maybe people can call in with their favorite character. No, don't
no,
do that.
Please
That's
don't.
Just
Let's
weird.
Not do that.
That's
Let's not do that. We'll save that for the Inkstead show later. We'll save that for the professional nerds.
I saw Ian Boothby the other day on the street. Not
That's
Ian
pretty...
Boothby. What's his name? Robin Bougie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. He's here every now and then.
Yeah.
He might even be here this week. We won't know unless you stay tuned to CITR all day, every day, 24 hours.
Except for at like 3 a.m. when they're playing Calypso music. That's just kind of like whatever. You can go to...
I listen at 3 in the morning.
Oh, well, okay. Well, maybe Trevor's show like on Mondays, but like...
Which may not be around for too long. But I didn't say that. Let's,
Way to drop that bomb.
I know, but who listens to my show? Nobody.
Except for...
What?
Nothing. All right.
No one listens to this show. It doesn't even matter. I'm going to play some brand new Cancer Bats for the people that listen to my show, which is me later on afterwards when I go home to download my podcast to re-listen to my show. And maybe you, Brian, but not even.
No, I don't do that.
No. Who am I joking? I'm going to play some brand new Cancer Bats for you, which is really for me, when We All Fall Down.
Halifax, but they lost their horns in the airport, so they're like helping us.
Yeah!
listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. I played a whole bunch of songs and didn't tell you what any of them were because I didn't really want to go on air when I'm sick. I sound more like a man than I already do when I'm not sick. So, and I'm very self-conscious about how I portray myself to other people. So, I don't know. I guess there's that tiny, tiny fear back of my head. How about I played the Horror Pops off their newest album, Thank You, Brian. Kiss, Kiss, Kill, Kill. That song was called Boot to Boot. Prior to that, Living with Lions off of their Dude Manor EP. That song was called Colors. Before that, Alkaline Trio off of their album Scraps. Well, actually, it's off of the album Remains, and after you buy the album, you have to download the third disc, which is called Scraps. I won't even talk about it. It's really nerdy because you have to download like a codex and then print it out and cut out little holes and then match it up. Never mind. I don't even want to talk about it.
Are you saying that you have to print out some Rosetta Stone like thing in order to get a third disc that's B material?
Kind of.
Hot.
I guess so.
Hot.
I guess so.
I just want to be creepy.
Yeah. I still have it somewhere. Anyways. Not going to talk about it. That song was a live version of You've Got So Far to Go, which originally appears off of Maybe I'll Catch Fire. Before Alkaline Trio, I played Anti-Flag off of their latest album, A Benefit for the Victims of Violent Crime. The song was called No Future. Before that was Comeback Kid off of their album Wake the Dead. That was the title track. I haven't heard too much from Comeback Kid lately, but they did go on tour for like 10 years. So maybe they're taking... No, it wasn't 10 years, but maybe they're taking like a break or something. A well-deserved break, one might even say. You look at me like you're confused, Brian.
I was just thinking about other things, that's all.
Oh, all right. For Comeback Kid, I played the Cancer Bats off of their split 7-inch with This Is Hell. That was a brand new song by the Cancer Bats called Let It Pour, which you can find on their newest album, which is coming out April 22nd, I do believe. And I played the Vandals before that. I told you about that, I think. Played a song by the Vandals called Lovely Weather. You can check out my playlist online every week at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. FYI. How about some shows coming up?
Woo, shows.
You have something to say, Brian?
Nothing relevant. I mean, there's lots of things to say, but nothing that sort of has anything to do with what we're talking about, such as, like, these shows.
Fair enough. Okay. Getting right down to it, then. The Hits and the Invasives are playing March 15th at the Media Club. That's this weekend, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
It seems how it's the 15th, yeah.
Red Sparrows and Russian Circles are playing at Richards on Richards March 21st.
That's funny. I heard everything about Red Sparrows, and then they disappeared, and then, like, wait, oh, that's cool.
Totally. They were here, I think, last year.
Yeah.
At the same time.
It was one of those things where it's like, a lot of build-up, and then, like, nothing. I don't know.
Yeah.
never mind.
What else is going on? The Ska-a-thon, featuring Ska Boom, Los Furios, and, like, a whole buttload of other ska bands. That's happening March 28th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Come On is playing a show with the Hits and Starvin' Hungry March 29th at Pub 340. The Black Keys are playing with J Retard April 6th at the Commodore Ballroom, but that show is sold out, so if you snooze, you lose. Chiodos are playing with Protest the Hero and the Fall of Troy April 11th at the Commodore Ballroom.
She didn't have a stroke, she just almost dropped something.
3 Inches of Blood is playing with Bison April 7th at Richards on Richards. And Turbo Negro is playing April 22nd at the Commodore Ballroom. And I thought I had more listings. Here we go. Dying is playing with August Burns Red and Misery Signals April 29th at the Croatian Cultural Center. And this one's for you, Brian. Between the Buried and Me are opening for Opeth at Dream Theater May 6th, Orpheum.
Oh, goody, because I haven't heard enough prog in my time.
Exactly. The Gigantour featuring Megadeth, A Job for a Cowboy, High on Fire, In Flames, and Children of Bodom. Happening. Whatever, I don't like them anyways.
What? Oh!
Children of Bodom?
Badom.
Badom? Those guys can suck my metaphorical cock. May 16th, Pacific Coliseum.
Would that be... No, that would still be a heterosexual act, technically, wouldn't it?
I don't even know. I don't even know.
No, I was going to make a stupid Turbo Negro joke.
Is it racist?
No, not okay, at all. Okay, all right. No, I was... You know what, with the electoral... The elections for mayor coming up.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was just thinking that would Sam Sullivan take the gentleman from Turbo Negro and make them... do a song called We Got Election?
Oh, maybe.
Or is that just the Japanese person saying it? I can say that! I can totally say that!
Brian, okay, fine. Whatever.
No, you can say it. You explain it to the audience so they're not horrendously offended.
What, that Brian's half Japanese?
There you go. Thus, it's not racist.
I know. And James is also half Japanese, and he's coming over to my house later. And when I told my sisters that we were having people over, I was like, yeah, I'm having, like, Brian and James over, and then both, like, half Japanese. So it's like we're having, like, one Japanese person there and one white person, except they're just kind of mixed up. It's not offensive, is it?
Well, you know that...
It's a bit faux pas. But...
Well, you know that Tool video schism?
Yeah.
You know, those two people combining together? That's what me and James are going to do.
I bet. That's rad. I'll bring my camera. Anyways,
and that's how she pays her tuition.
Exactly. Not that I go to school anymore. But Living with Lions, who I played a while ago for you, are playing a show. They're from Vancouver, but they're playing a local show with Carpenter and Broadway Calls and The Grave Life. Can't really read it. March 29th at the Media Club, and it's the first annual bro show. Not quite sure that's supposed to mean, but if I find out, I'll let you guys know. And if you see the poster, there's a pretty rad picture of a certain AC Slater on the toilet. Just saying.
You know what?
I actually have to stop talking now because we have to play the epoxies because someone phoned in and wanted to hear this.
Right, and we didn't get around to it.
Yeah, but I will play it now.
Yes. Maybe you should load up the disc so we're not talking for the next
30
seconds.
God. Oh, my God.
Wow. This smacks of professionalism.
I know.
Professionalism, I mean more like, I don't know.
I don't even know.
Stupid CRTC restricting what I say.
Yeah, let's just get to it. Let's just play some epoxies now and we all fall down.
I know.
That's it. I'm done. Robin's coming up next. I really have no more time, but I'm going to play the sword because they have a new album coming out. See you guys next week.
Thanks, Dad. Bye. We'll be right back.